Masechtas Bava Metzia, Daf Tzadik Hei, four lines from the top of Daf Tzadik Hei Amud Aleph, and the Gemara is in the middle discussing the Makaris for the Dinim that are relevant to the Dal and Shemim, Ashay Mechina, Mashayel, Shay Mesacha, and Secha. And let us review the Psukim in Pasha Mishpatim. As the Gemara stated, the first Pasha discusses Shay Mechina, the second Pasha discusses the Dinim of Shay Mesacha, and the third Pasha specifically tells us that it is discussing the Dinim of Ashayel. And as we saw, there is Machlekes between Rami and Rabbi Huda if a Secha has Dinim like a Shay Mechina, since number one, he doesn't get paid for watching the item, and number two, he pays to use the chefetz, or as a shei mesacha, since ultimately he has a right to use the chefetz. And in Pasha Mishpatim, Parakov Beis, Pasuk Vav, the Pasuk states, Ki yitin esh o'reyeh o'kesef ha'keilin lishma, v'gunu v'beis ha'ish, yim yimotze ha'gana v'yishalom shnayim. And the next Pasuk states, Yim lo yimotze ha'gana v'nikri ba'al ha'bayis el him, yim lo yisholach yadu v'molechaz re'ehu. And finally, the Pasuk says, Al kol dva pesha, al shor ha'chamo ha'sel salmo, al kol ha'beidu shiyem ha'kiyuzeh, ad alihim yavoy dva shneim, asher yishino lihim yishalom shnayim l're'ehu. And this is the Pasha of Shem Echinam. And the Pesukim teach us that Shem Echinam is potter for all scenarios, and he only has to make a shvua. And this applies to cases of Oinus, and it also applies to cases of Gnev Aveda. And the only time that a Shem Echinam would be Chayiv is if he's negligent and if he's Pesheya. And the Psukim then continue and discuss the case of a Shem Esacha. Ki yitin isho ve'eocha mo isho isev chol behim alishmar u'meis oinish bo inish bo in raya. And the next Pasuk states, Shvuas Hashem tiyah ben sheyem im lo sholach yadu m'lechaz ve'eu v'lokach ba'ala v'lo yishalim v'im gonav yigonav me'ima yishalim l'v'olav im tarif yve'eu eid atrev v'lo yishalim. And the Torah specifically states that a Shem Mesacha is potter for an Oinus, as the Pasuk states, Mes Nishba or Nishba, Shuas Hashem Tia Ben Shneim, then the Shem Mesacha would only have to make a Shvua. However, the Pasuk tells us Mefurish that a Shem Mesacha would be Chayiv by Gneva, and the Gemara previously brought Makaris that a Shem Mesacha is also Chayiv in the case of Aveda. And then finally, the Psukim speak about the case of a Shoyal, as the Psukim state, V'chiyushal Ishma Imre Eo V'nishba Oimes, Balo Be'in Ima Yishalim Yishalim, and Balo Be'in Ima Lo Yishalim, Im Sachu Ba Bescharai. And we know that a Shuttle is chayiv b'kol, and as we explained, that either kol ha'nashalai or roiv ha'nashalai, and the Gemara already discussed that the pasuk only tells us that a shoyl will be chayiv if nishba imes, but it doesn't mention that he will be chayiv if the animal was nishba and it was captured. And the Gemara stated that since the Torah states v'nishba imes, and we learn out from the extra word oy, the rabbi says hashvuya. And let's point out that in the first pasuk of Shem Echinam, the pasuk starts ki yitin ishal re'eu kesef ha'keil nishba. In the second pasuk of Shem Esacha, the pasuk starts ki yitin ishal re'eu. And the third Pasha, it starts with a Vav, and it states, and it seems that there's some sort of a connection between the second Pasha and the third Pasha, based on the fact that it's a Vav Achibar. This will be important for our Gemara at a later point. And our Gemara begins that Gneva Aveda B'Shoyel Minolon, that even though it says that B'negei Hashem Mesacha, he'll be chayav to pay by Gneva Aveda, but B'negei Hashoyel, it only talks about Nishba Yemes, and doesn't tell us that he's going to be chayav by Gneva Aveda, and therefore the Gemara asks, what is the makar that a shoyl will be chayiv for gneva aveda? And if you're going to say, let us learn it from the din of shvur mesa, and either from a mamatino that since a shoyl is chayiv for shvur mesa, so he should also be chayiv gneva aveda, or from a kal v'chayma that madach shvur mesa, which is more kal as a shem isach is potter, and yet a shoyl is chayiv. So certainly gneva aveda, which a shem isach is chayiv for, so a shoyl would certainly be chayiv. But the Gemara says, mal shvur mesa le'ef shel mitrich v'asuye, tayim b'gneva aveda de'ef shel mitrich v'asuye. That it could be that there's a reason why a shoyl should be chayiv for shvur mesa and yet would not be chayiv for gneva aveda, as when one of the limbs of an animal breaks or the animal dies, it's impossible for the owner to get back the animal and can't get it back in the same condition that he gave it to the person, and therefore the shoyl is chayiv. However, by gneva aveda, where the owner could go and try to be matriach himself and find the animal, so maybe over there we would not mechayiv the shoyl, and therefore you can't learn that a shoyl is chayiv for gneva aveda from a mamitzino or a kal v'chayma from shvur. And I in the top tesis diva masel the efshel mitzvah vasuye with tesis is from taima b'neil from shvuya that in the chenami you can't learn it from shvura mesa but you should be able to learn from shvuya because shvuya is efshel mitzvah vasuye and a shoyl is chayiv and therefore the same din should apply by gneva aveda and tesis says v'yishleim ad shvuya le efshel kuli chayiv le mitzvah vasuye in a case where an animal is captured then it's much harder to get that animal back and it's harder than a case of gneva aveda and therefore once again we would not have mamitzinu and we'd not be able to learn from a kal Kavachema. And the Gemara continues, Eloki Hadatanya, who are some Agarius, Elamiditanya. And this Brisa specifically addresses this question as to how we know that a Shoyl is Chayev by Gneva Aveda, as the Pasuk states, Vinishba Imes, Ainli al Shvur Mesa. We only know that a Shoyl is Chayev for Shvur Mesa, Gneva Aveda Menayan. How do we know this Chayev by Gneva Aveda? And the Brisa teaches us, Amr Kavachema, that we learn this from a Kavachema directly from the din of Shem Sacha, Umashem Mesacha, Shepotim Shvur Mesa, Chayev by Gneva Aveda. The Madach Shem Sacha, that is Potter on Shvur Mesa, he's still Chayev by Gneva Aveda. And therefore, Shoyl Shechayev by Shvur Mesa, if a Shoyl is already Chayev by Shvur Mesa and is Chayev in Oinsin, and in din Shechayev by Gneva Aveda, then certainly is Chayev for Gneva Aveda. And the Brisa states, Vizel Kavachema, Shein Lov Tshuva, and this is a Kavachema that you don't have a question on, and there's no Pircha. And the Gemara is, my Ein Lov Tshuva, it's Mashma from the Loshin, the Ein Lov Tshuva, that there would be some question that you may want to ask, and the Brisa is by warning this and saying that you should know that that's not going to be a question, as there is no Pircha. And the Gemara explains that Vichitema, if someone would want to say, Ikel Mifrach, Mala Shem Mesacha, Shekim Mishal, Tashlum Kefa, Batayan Tainis Listam Azuyan, then maybe the reason why Shem Mesacha pays for Gnei Vaveda is because it has a Chumrah that's greater than the case of Shoyl, as if a Shem Mesacha claims that the item was stolen from him by Listam Mizuyan and by armed robbers, then the Shem Mesacha is Potah and would only have to make a Shvua. And if he swears falsely and really the item was not stolen by Listam Mizuyan, then once we find out that he swore falsely, then the Shem Mesacha would have to pay Kefal to the Bailim, while we know that a Shoyl will never pay Kefal, as even if he will claim that the item was stolen by Listam Mizuyan, he is Chayiv Ba'insin and therefore will be Chayiv Karen. And right now the Gemara feels that paying Kefal by making a Shvua is more chomer than paying Karen without a Shvua. And the Gemara's Pircha would be that since we find that Shem Mesacha has the capability of paying Kefal, so maybe Shem Mesacha is more chomer, and that's why you pay for Gnei Vaveda, but maybe a Shoyl that never has the possibility to pay Kefal, so maybe he wouldn't pay for Gnei Vaveda either. And the Gemara has two reasons why it's not considered Pircha. Number one, Afilu Hachi Kana the Shoyl Adifa, that as we previously stated, Kana B'lei Shvua Adifa Mikfela B'Shvua, and therefore this is not a chumra B'negeya Shem Mesacha, and it's actually a Kula by Shem Mesacha, and therefore a Shoyl is always more chomer. Therefore, the Kavachim is valid, and we can learn out that a Shoyl is Chayev B'Gnei Vaveda from the din of Shem Mesacha. And the Gemara continues, Ibaisema, or I could tell you another teretz, that there's no Pircha as Kesavah Listam Mizuyan Gazlanhu, as the basis for your Pircha was that Shem Mesacha will pay Kefal between Tainis Listam Mizuyan, but that is only true if we categorize Listam Mizuyan as a Ganav, because both of them are scared of the owner. The Ganav steals discreetly, and the Listam Mizuyan comes with a weapon, and therefore the din of Kefal applies B'negeya Listam Mizuyan, just like we know that the din of Kefal applies to a Ganav. However, this Brisa could hold that Listam Mizuyan is categorized as a Gazlan, as although he's coming with a weapon, but L'maisa he goes right in front of the owners, and he's not hiding from the owner. And we know, based on Xeris HaKosev, that the only time that there's a Chiyuv of Kefal is only by a Ganav, or a Toyin Tainis Ganav, and this is only applicable by a Shem Echinam, and not by a Shem Mesachar. And therefore, even if we would hold that Kefal B'Shvua is more Chomor than Kana B'lei Shvua, but that's not applicable by the case of a Shem Mesachar, and therefore we don't find any chumras by a Shem Mesachar that we don't find by a Shoyl. And the Gemara will now continue and discuss the din of Bailav Imai, that we know the Torah tells us B'negei a Shoyl, that even though a Shoyl is Kol HaNashaloi, and the din is that if it's Nishba U'meis, that he's Chayiv. However, the Pasuk tells us Bailav Eini Moi Shalim Yishalim. However, the Torah is Mechadish to us in Bailav Imai Lo Yishalim, that if you hire the owner, or if you borrow the owner at the same time that you borrowed his chepetz from your friend, then the Shoyl Wipata, even though it's Nishba U'meis. However, this Pasuk only talks about Shvur U'meisa and doesn't speak about the din of Gnei Vaveda, which we learn from the din of Shem Mesachar. And therefore, the Gemara now asks Eshchem L'Chiyav, that the Gemara just brought us a Makar as to how we know that a Shoyl is Chayiv for Gnei Vaveda, but L'Ptor Minolon, how do we know in a case of a Shoyl that the P'tor Bailav Imbay would even apply in a case of Gnei Vaveda? And the Gemara states, V'chitim Menelv B'Shvur Mesa, but let us learn this din from the din of Shvur Mesa from Imam Asinu, that just like we find that a Shoyl is Chayiv B'Shvur Mesa, but if it's Bailav Imbay, then he's Potter, so therefore when a Shoyl is Chayiv for Gnei Vaveda, it's only if Ein Bailav Imbay, but if Bailav Imbay, it would be Potter. But the Gemara responds that you can't learn from Imam Asinu, because Malash Shvur Mesa Shekin Oynes, that maybe the reason why the Torah patterns you by the case of Bailav Imbay by Shvur Mesa is because Shvur Mesa is a case of Oynes, and therefore the Torah is Mekel on him. However, by Gnei Vaveda, which is Karav Lepshia, so maybe even in the case of Bailav Imbay, the Torah would be Mechayiv him. Therefore, the Gemara says, Al Gom Meshay Mesacha, let us learn this out from the Din of Shem Mesacha, that just like a Shem Mesacha is Chayiv Gnei Vaveda, but is Potter if Bailav Imbay, and Similarly, by a shoil that is chayav b'gneiv aveda, he will be potter if it's by levimai. More is b'shem esacha gufei minolan. Now, how do we know by shem esacha that he would be potter if by levimai by the case of gneiv aveda, as the pasuk only talks about by levimai b'negei a shoil, and the Gemara says gam rechiyuvah d'shem esacha mechiyuvah d'shoil, that we learn out the chiyuvim b'shem esacha from the chiyuvim that is specified by a shoil ma'al alam b'baylim potter akam b'baylim potter, and just like by any chiyuvim that says in the Torah b'negei a shoil b'baylim that you potter, meaning the case of shvur mesa that the Torah specifies by a shoil is chayiv, and the Torah specifies that only chayiv if baylim inimai, but if baylim imai, the shoil will not have to pay and the shoil will be potter. And similarly, with the gei the chiyuvim by a gneva aveda, which is specified by a shem esacha, the din would be that it will only be chayiv if baylim inimai, but if in baylim imai, he will not be chayiv. And the Gemara continues and asks, "B'mai gemar, and what is the limud that you will use in order to learn the din of shem esacha from the din of shoil? Ibn mamatzino, if you want to learn this from mamatzino, ikel mifra kudapachinon shekain oynis, will be able to ask the same question that we previously asked, but the gei the mamatzino that we wanted to make by a shoil itself." And we said that there's a chiluk between the din of Shvur Mesa and the din of Gneiv Aveda, and we explained that maybe the Torah only gave us a ptur of Baylev Imoy by Shvur Mesa because the case of Shvur Mesa was a pure oynis. However, by Gneiv Aveda, which is Karav Lepshia, so potentially the ptur of Baylev Imoy would not apply by the case of Gneiv Aveda, and therefore, how do you know that by Shem Esacha, the Baylev Imoy would be a ptur by Gneiv Aveda? And the Gemara therefore says that in Chinami, we don't learn the din of Gneiv Aveda by Shem Esacha from a mamatzino, but instead we learned it from a hekesh and a meshivin al hekesh. And as the Gemara states, ela makrav v'chiyishal, at the beginning of the pasha of shoyel, the pasuk starts off with a vav v'chiyishal ishmi imreu v'nishbay imbeis ba'aluv ein imay shalim yishalim. And we know that vav meisav al inu rishayin v'yilamid el yom etachtoyin, that by the Torah using the vav that connects the pasha of shoyel to the previous pasha of shem esacha. Therefore, we could learn the din of shem esacha from the din of shoyel, and just like b'negei shoyel by nishbay imbeis, the pasuk states before is Balav Eini Moy Shalim Yishalim, and then Balav Eini Moy Lo Yishalim. Therefore, by the din of Shem Mesacha, where the pasuk tells us that there's a chiyav for Gneiv Aveda, that chiyav only applies if Balav Eini Moy, but Balav Eini Moy he would be potter. And right now, the Gemara feels that once we see by the Geir Shem Mesacha that by Gneiv Aveda he's potter Balav Eini Moy, therefore the same would apply by a shoyel that in the case of Gneiv Aveda he'll be potter if Balav Eini Moy. But the Gemara now is Vakati Shoyel Mishem Mesacha Legama, that you can't learn the din of shoyel from the din of shem esacha, as the ikel mifrach malah shem esacha shekim potter b'shvur mesa tayim b'shoyel shechayev b'shvur mesa. Now, though based on the hekesh we just learned that b'negei shem esacha that if it would be balav imay then the shem esacha would be potter for gneiv aveda, however it's possible that the Torah gave him a kula because the Torah is makel by a shem esacha and is not chayev b'shvur mesa. However, possibly since the shoyel is even chayev by shvur mesa, so maybe the Torah was machmer on a shoyel and did not give a ptur balav imay in the case of Gneiv Aveda, and maybe a shoyl would be chayiv even if Baylev Imoy by Gneiv Aveda. And the Gemara therefore says, El Gneiv Aveda b'shoyl chiyuv minolan, that how do we even know that a shoyl is chayiv for Gneiv Aveda if the pasuk by shoyl only speaks about Shvur Mesa and did not specify that he's chayiv for Gneiv Aveda? And of course, the government b'shoyl Mesacha, as we previously learned in the Brisa on this Amid, that we learned it out from a Kal V'chaymer from b'shoyl Mesacha, and therefore, Dayi Lovim Nadin Lias Kenidin, and therefore, certainly we have to apply the din of Dayi. And Magnev Aveda Shem Esacha the Baylim Pata, and just like we just proved that by Shem Esacha the Ptur of Baylim Imoy would apply by the case of Gneiv Aveda, Af Gneiv Aveda Shoyel Nami Baylim Pata. Therefore, even in the case of a Shoyel, if there's Baylim Imoy by Gneiv Aveda, the Shoyel would be Pata as well. And the Gemara continues, Hanichlam and Isle Daya, your teretz works very well, according to the Rabbanon in Masechet Baba Kama Daf Chaf Hei, that holds that we have a concept of Daya, Elamand Lesle Daya Mayik Lemema, but according to Rab Tafin, that doesn't hold the concept of Dayoy, we are still back to the original question that how do we know that the din is by a shoyal that even in the case of Gneiv Aveda that there will be a ptura of Baylev Imoy? The Gemara answers Ela Makra, that in the Chinami the pasuk stated v'chi yishal, and we saw vav moisav al inu rishoyin v'yilamid el yom etachtoyin v'tachtoyin el yoyin, and just like we made a hekesh between the din of Shem Esacha and the din of shoyal, and we stated that just like b'negei a shoyal that the pasuk tells us specifically there's a ptura of Baylev Imoy by Shvur Mesa, and therefore b'negei we also applied the ptur of Baylev Imoy by Gneiv Aveda, and we will now use the hekesh exactly the opposite, and we learned the din of shoyel from the din of Shem Esacha, and just like the ptur of Baylev Imoy is applicable in the case of Gneiv Aveda by Shem Esacha, therefore the ptur of Baylev Imoy is applicable in the case of Gneiv Aveda by the case of a shoyel, and since we're learning this from a hekesh hekesh of vav meisav al nirishayin. Therefore, imashivin al hekesh. And the Gemara continues that we just saw that the p'tor of bayil of imay applies by a shoyl by the case of shvur meisav and the case of gneiv aveda, and the p'tor of bayil of imay applies by the case of shem mesacha by the din of gneiv aveda. And the Gemara is still left with one din, as the meisav we know that shem mechinav is chayiv in the case of pshia, and if he's negligent, he would be chayiv. And the shaila is, would he be chayiv even in the case of bayil of imay? And the Gemara begins itma pshia bebayilim pligi ba Rav Acha Ravina. There's actually machlekes between Rav Acha and Ravina in the case of pshia bebayilim, either by a shem mechinav or one of the other shemim, as chadam chayiv and chadam apata. One says you're going to be chayiv, and there is no p'tor bayil of imay, and one says the apata, and the p'tor bayil of imay even applied by the case where a person is negligent. And of course, min asvara, it should make sense that the p'tor bayil of imay should not apply in a case where someone's negligent, as how could it be my little Meir that was Bayil of Imay in a case where he's negligent? However, of course, as we will see, the din of Bayil of Imay will be based on Xeris HaKosov, and therefore the Gemara explains Manda Amachayev, that the Manda Amahu says that Yechayev, even though it was Bayil of Imay, Kasava Mikra Nidish Lefanav, V'loy Lefle Fanav, he says that even though the Pasuk says V'chi Yishal Ishmael Re'eu, and we learn Vav Moisav Al Yerushayin, however, that only goes back to the previous Pasha, which is, of course, the Pasha of Shem Mesacha that stated right before the Pasha of Shoyal, but you can't make a hekesh between the dinam of Shoyal and the dinam of Shoyim Chinam, because the Pasha of Shimon Chinam is already two Pashas prior to that, and doesn't say a vav by the beginning of the Pasha of Shoyim Mesacha, as the Pasuk states, Ki Yitin She'ereyeh Chamori She'oiseh V'chol Behem Lishmar. And as the Gemara explains, Hilkach Imbal of Imay Hashem Chinam Leiksev, the Pasuk of Imbal of Imay that states B'nei Geir Shoyal is not stated B'nei Geir Shoyim Chinam, U'Pshia Nami B'Shem Mesacha V'Shoyal Leiksev, and doesn't say the din of Pshia B'nei Geir Shoyim Mesacha and Shoyal, as the din of Pshia is only mentioned by the Geir Din of Shoyim Chinam, Hilkach B'Shem Mesach V'Shoyal L'Chiyu of Aser B'Kav Chayim B'Shem Chinam. Although certainly if Shoyim Mesach or Shoyal was Peshaya, that they will be Chayiv, and even though it doesn't say it Mefurish, but the Geir Din of Shoyim Mesach and Shoyal, but we learn it from a Kav Chayim B'Shem Chinam, that Madach Shoyim Chinam, that it's so Kal that it's not Chayiv in anything, and he's still Chayiv by Pshia. So certainly by Shoyim Mesach and Shoyal, where Shoyim Mesach is Chayiv B'Gnei Aveda, and the Shoyal is even Chayiv B'Intzin, that certainly the Chayiv in a case of negligence, and certainly the Chayiv in a case of Pshia. However, Avol Bebailim Latur, Ap B'Shem Mesach V'Shoyal Loi, that L'maisa we have no limud to teach us the din of Bailim Imay B'Negei Pshia, not only B'Negei Hashem Chinam, but even B'Negei Hashem Mesach and Shoyal, as it doesn't state it anywhere in the Pasha that there would be a Ptor, my time, Ki Ksiv in Bailim Imay Lo Yishalim, a Shoyal, V'Hashem Mesach, a Hanach Yuvah D'Chsibu B'Hedyu D'Michtav, that the only time that we said there's a Ptor, Bailim Imay B'Negei Hashem Hashem Mesach, is only B'Negei Dinam that states Mefurish by a Shoyal and Hashem Mesach, and therefore the Ptor, Bailim Imay, only applies by Gneva Veda and only applies by Shvur Mesa. But the p'tor of Bayil of Imay is not applicable to any case of Pshia, not by a Shem Chinam, not by a Shoyal, and not by a Shem Yisachar. And keep in mind that although the Chiyav of Gnei Aveda by a Shoyal is not stated Mefurish in the Din of Shoyal, as the Pasuk only talks about Shvur Mesa, and the only way that we knew that there's a Chiyav of Gnei Aveda by a Shoyal was based on Vav Meisav Al Nirishayin, but the Gemara feels that since it's a Hekesh, therefore it's as if the Torah actually explicitly states the Din of Gnei Aveda B'Negei Shoyal. However, although it's true that B'Negei Shoyal and Shem Mesacha, they are Chayiv B'Pshia based on the Kav Chayim from Shem Chinam, but it's not as if the Torah actually specifies that a Shem Mesacha or a Shoyal are Chayiv in the case of Pshia. And the Gemara continues, Manda Amar Pata, and the Manda Amar hold that there's even a Ptor Bayil of Imay in the case of Pshia, Kasav Mikra Nidish Lefanav Mufnei Fanav, that even though the Pasuk only states above B'Negei She'ila, however, we're able to make a Hekesh both to the Din of Shem Mesacha as well as to the Din of Shem Chinam, V'Chiksiv in Bal of Imay, Hashem Chinam Namiksiv, and therefore it's as if the Pasuk actually states the word in Bal of Imay, B'negei Hashem Chinam, and therefore we learn that the Ptor Bal of Imay even applies in the case of Pshia. And once again, there's a din V'ilamid Elyon V'tachtoim V'tachtoim Elyon, and then we learn that the din of Pshia is applicable to the din of Shem Mesacha and to the din of Shoyal, and the Ptor Bal of Imay applies there as well. And we explain the Lima of the Gemara based on the way the Rosh Hashanah understands the Gemara. However, Ayin Rashi Dibel Maskel Mikra Nidrash B'smiches HaPashas V'afal Pi She'in Hekesh Mefurish Ben. And Rashi seems to learn that there's no man da'omer that would hold that when you have Vav Moisiv Al Nirishayin, that it goes back on the Pasha beforehand and the previous Pasha before that as well. And therefore, Rashi is actually learning that the reason why we're able to learn the Din of Bayil of Imay to the Din of Shem Chinam is only based on the Din of Smichas and not based on a Hekesh. The Gemara continues and will try to bring a Raya against the man da'omer that hold that the Ptor of Bayil of Imay does apply to the Din of Shem Chinam. As Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Hashel's a par of a shol balea ima, Hashel's a par of a socha balea ima, shol balea is socha v'achach shol a par, umesa pato, and the entire Mishnah speaks about the ptor of bail of imai, and only speaks about a case of she'ila, and speaks about a case where someone borrowed a para, and doesn't speak about a case where the person was a shaymachinam, as the Gemara says, v'ilu shaymachinam loitani, and therefore, l'chayr should be a raya against the man da omen that says that the ptor of bail of imai applies even in the case of a shaymachinam, and even in the case of Shia, and as Rashi states, v'ilu shaymachinam the para loitani b'bailim pata, mishum d'chiyuvi leise el b'pshia, as the only time a shaymachinam is chayiv is only in the case of Shia, u'pshia loitani b'bailim, and the Gemara responds, u'tameich shaymisacha miktani, and even according to your svara, then why wouldn't it say shaymisacha? And we know that even you agree that the p'tor of bailim imai does apply to the case of gnei v'aveda by shaymisacha, and why didn't we mention the din of shaymisacha in our Mishnah as well? Elatana milsa d'chsiv b'had yaktani da'asi midrasha loitani, that in the chenami, since the din of bailim imai is mentioned in the Torah only in the case of shoyal, therefore the Tana of our Mishnah only discussed the case of shoyal, where the p'tor of bailim imai is specifically stated. However, the Tana did not bring down the case of shaymisacha, since the Torah doesn't discuss the p'tor of bailim imai b'negeya shaymisacha, and we only learned that from Hekesh, and therefore the Tana also didn't speak about the din of p'shia b'bailim, since the p'tor of bailim imai by p'shia by shaymichinam was either only learned from a Hekesh, or like Rashi stated from the smichas apsukim. And we continue on Daf Tzadik Hei Amud Beis, and the Gemara will try to bring another raya against the man d'amar that holds that there is a p'tor of p'shia b'bailim, and the Gemara continues Tashma, bring a raya from a b'risa, as the b'risa states Shalom v'shalom balei ima. If someone borrows a para and he also borrows the owner or sachra, or he rents the animal v'sachra balei ima, and he rents and hires the owner together with the animal, or shalom v'sachra balei ima, or sachra v'shalom balei ima, or in a case where he borrows the animal and he hires the owner together with the animal, or he rents the animal and he borrows the owner together with the animal, then the b'risa will teach us that in all these cases the p'tor balei ima would apply, and afal pisha balei oisim locha b'makom achro mesa pata, and even if the Bailim are actually doing work in another place and not working directly with the animal, then even if the animal dies, then since the owner of the animal was working together, working for the Seichu or the Shoyal, then the Seichu or Shoyal would be Pata, as this would be considered a case of Bailim Imai. And the Gemara now asks a question, Savru, we thought, Hamani Rabbi Yehudi, L'chayr, this Brisa is going like Rabbi Yehuda, as we have a cloud that Stam Brisa is going like Rabbi Yehuda, the Amma Seichu Kashay Mesacha, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that someone that rents an animal is considered like a Shay Mesacha, and the Gemara therefore is Vahai Tanak Tani Milsa Da Asi Midrasha V'ilu Shay Mechinam Like Tani. And since we see that this Brisa does speak about the Ptor Bail of Imai by the case of a Seicha, which is a Shay Mesacha, so we see that this Tana didn't have a problem of bringing things that are only learned from a Drasha, and he didn't only bring an example of Bail of Imai by a Shoyal, which is something which is stated Mefurish in the Pasuk, and even so he didn't mention the Din of a Shay Mechinam, and it must be because he holds that the Ptor Bail of Imai is not applicable in the case of Pshia, and is not applicable in the case of Shem Mechinam. And the Gemara answers, Hamani Ramehi, the Amma Seicha Shem Mechinam Dami, that in the Chinami, this Brisa is actually going like the Shita Ramea, who holds that Seicha as a din like a Shem Mechinam, the Tana Shem Mechinam, who adin l'Shem Mesacha, and in the Chinami, this Brisa speaks about the case of a Shoyal, as well as the case of Shem Mechinam, and in the Chinami, the Ptor Bail Imai even applies to the case of Pshia by Shem Mechinam, and the Tana of the Brisa did not have to speak about a case of Shem Mesacha, as if the Ptor of Bail Imai applies even in the case of Pshia by Shem Mechinam, then certainly the Ptor of Bailu Imai applies to the case of Gnei V'Aveda by Shem Mesachar. And the Gemara continues, Iba Yisema, and if you're going to want to say that the Brisa should go like the Shita Rabbi Yehuda, because Stam Brisa should be like Rabbi Yehuda, then K'demachlif Rav Bavua V'Tani, then of course we could actually learn this Brisa like Rabbi Yehuda, and based on the Gersa that Rav Bavua had, B'negeda Machlekes between our main Rabbi Yehuda, and as we've already mentioned a couple of times in the Masechta, that Rav Bavua was Gerius, Seicha Keita Mishalim, that what is the responsibility of a Seicha? Rameya holds that he has a din like a Shem Mesacha, Rabbi Yehuda Imek a Shem Mechinam, and Rabbi Yehuda was the man that Omer holds like a Shem Mechinam, and therefore this Brisa could be going like Rabbi Yehuda. And in the Chinami, the Brisa teaches us that the Ptor of Bail of Imai applies even in the case of Pshia and even in the case of a Shem Mechinam. And now that we finish this point of the Gemara, let's go back to the Brisa, as the Brisa mentioned, Afal Pisha Bailam Oisim Lacha B'Makam Acher U'Mesa, and Lechira, the only time that someone will be Chayyah by a case of Mesa is only by a Shoyal and not by a Seicha, and doesn't make a difference if we hold that Seicha is Keshe Mechinam or Keshe Mesacha. Certainly a Seicha is part from Einzin, and therefore we would have to explain that when the Brisa mentioned the word Mesa, it's only talking about the case of a Shoyal, but in a Chinami, if a Seicha is Keshe Mesacha, then it would be a case of Gnei V'Aveda, and if it's a case of Keshe Mechinam, then then it would be talking specifically about a case of pshia and certainly not a case of mesa. And the Gemara continues that although when we learned our Mishnah, we explained the Torah by Limai, that as long as at the time that the shoyl borrowed the para, he also borrowed or he hired the owner, then the Torah by Limai would apply, even though the owner of the animal is no longer working with the shoyl at the time that the damage or the death of the animal occurs. And the main point of time that we have to look at is the moment that the shoyl borrowed this animal and no other time. And similarly, the way that we explained the previous Gemara was that the Torah by Limai would even apply even if the owner of the animal wasn't working directly with his animal and was only working on some sort of a task for the shoyl. And as we will see, Rabbi Nuna will argue on both of these points. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Nuna states, and Rabbi Nuna holds that the only time that the Torah by Limai applies is only if the owner of the para is actually working with the para and plowing together with the para, or in a case where he lent the donkey to his friend that he's being mechama achra and is working directly with the donkey. And in addition, the Torah Bailam Imai only applies if the Bailam are together with the Shoyl from the time that he borrowed the animal until the time that Shvur Mesa occurs. And the Gemara states, Alma Kasava, so we see that Rav Nuna holds Bailam Imai Akula Milsa Mashma, and when Torah states the Lashon of Bailam Imai, it's going back on all the dinim of the Shoyl. And the Gemara continues, Masav Rava, Rava asked the following question from Rav Nuna from the Brisa that we previously mentioned. As the Brisa stated, Shalah, if Reuven borrows an animal from Shimon, Vishal Bala Ima, and Reuven also asked Shimon to help him, and he borrowed Shimon as well, or Sakhra Visakha Bala Ima, or Reuven rented an animal for Shimon, and he also hired Shimon together with the animal, or Sakhra Vishal Bala Ima, or Shalah Visakha Bala Ima, then the Brisa teaches, Afal Pi Shabailim Oisim Malacha B'makam Acher Umesa Pata, that even though the owner of the animal is doing Malacha for Reuven in another area, and doing something which is not relevant to this animal, and then the animal dies, then the Ptor of Bailam Imai still applies, and Reuven will be Potter. And as the Gemara states, Maila b'malacha acheres, and l'chir, when this Brisa states, Afal pisha Bailam isa malacha b'malkam acher, it means to say that the Bailam is actually doing a task for Reuven in another place, and he's doing a different task that's not relevant to this animal, and this should be a raya against the first din that Rav Nuna taught us. And the Gemara answers, Loi b'isa malacha, that we're talking about a scenario where the owner of this animal is actually doing a task with the animal they lent to Reuven, and he's not doing a different malacha, and he's not doing a different task. And the Gemara is Elamai Makam Acha, but the Maisa the Brisa stated, Aval Pisha Bailam Isa Malacha B'Makam Acha. And what is the Brisa trying to teach us? And the Gemara answers, the Kamrapi V'Azal Kama, that we're talking about a scenario where the animal was plowing, and the owner of the animal was walking in front of the animal and softening the ground. And even though he wasn't Mamish on top of the animal, since he was working together with the animal, therefore the Torah Bailam Imoy does apply. And in a moment, the Gemara will bring down the Sefer the Brisa, and the Gemara asks, V'Havim the Sefer Al Gabba Havei, Reisha B'Malacha Acheres, that since in the Sefer mentions that the owner was on top of the animal, so which mashma that when the Reisha stated B'Makam Acha, it means that the owner was performing a different task and not working with the animal. The Tani Sefer, as the Sefer states, Shalom V'Achin Shalom Balea, if he borrows the animal, and only at a later point did Reuven also borrow the owner, or Sakhra V'Achin Sakhra Balea Ima. So the Brisa teaches us that the Din of Bailam Imoy does not apply, and Aval Bisha Bailam Chorshan Al Gabba, and even though at this point the Bailam Mamish working with the animal, and the owner is sitting on top of the animal while it's plowing, Umesa, and the animal dies. So in this case, since the owner was not borrowed or hired either prior to or simultaneous with the time that Reuven borrowed or rented this animal, so therefore the Torah Bailam Imai does not apply, and Reuven will be Chayiv. Lamaisa, the Gemara's right is that since we see in the Sefer that we're talking about a case where the Bailam were actually working directly on the animal, so it must be when the Reisha stated that the Bailam were Isa Malacha B'Makam Acher, it's talking about a scenario where the Bailam were actually performing a different task, and even so, the Torah Bailam Imai would apply. And Lamaisa, it's a raya against Rav Nuna. And the Gemara answers, Amri Reisha V'Sefer Ba'isa Malacha, V'Reisha V'Vusa Kamashmon, V'Sefer V'Vusa Kamashmon, that in the Chanami, the Reisha and the Sefer were talking about a scenario where the owner of the animal was working directly with the animal, and both the Reisha and the Sefer are teachers of Chiddush, as Reisha V'Vusa Kamashmon, the Afagav Lav Al Gaba, El Ba'isa Malacha, Kivin Av that the Rashi is teaching us that even though the owner of the animal is not mamish sitting on top of the animal and working with the animal, but he's next to the animal, and for example, the kamrapi va'ozel kama, and he's softening the ground in front of the animal, that is also considered bailum imoy, since lemaisa he was hired at the time of sheila, and therefore the p'tor bailum imoy would apply. The sefer avusa kamashvan, and the sefer is also teaching us a chiddush that afagav the algaba, that even though at the point that the animal died or the animal broke its leg, that the owner was on top of the animal at that point, but kimin loy hoy bailum misha sheila, but since lemaisa he wasn't hired either at the time or prior to the time of sheila, chayiv, then the p'tor bailum imoy does not apply, and therefore Reuven would be chayiv. And at this point of the Gemara feel that there is a difference between an owner that's sitting on top of an animal and an owner that's walking in front of an animal and working together with an animal. But the Gemara now says that there is no chiluk between those two scenarios, and there is no way to think that it would be a chiluk if the owner is sitting on top of an animal or walking in front of an animal and working with the animal on the same task. And as the Gemara states, "Hai mai iyam b'shleim reishu b'malacha acheres v'sefer ba'isim malacha hainu avusa," that if you'll say that the Reish is talking about a scenario where the owner is actually working on a completely different task, and the Sefer is talking about the same exact task, so then we have a chiddush in the Reisha and the Sefer. Eli Amrit Reisha v'Sefer ba'isim malacha. But if you're going to say that the Reisha and the Sefer are both talking about an owner that is working on the same task with the animal, my revusa, then what is the major chiddush? Either ba'isim malacha abe, if in both cases he's working on the same task, and l'chayyid is no nafkamina if he's sitting mamish on the animal or he's walking in front of the animal and softening the ground, and therefore from this brisa we're able to bring a raya against the first shita of Rav Hamnuna, and there's no requirement that the owner has to be working with the animal and involved with the same task as the animal, and as long as the owner of the animal is working together with the shoyl or the seicha, that suffices in order to be considered a bayil imoy, and the shoyl or seicha will be pata. And the Gemara will now continue and bring two similar brises, and from both of these brises we'll be able to bring rayas against Rav Hamnuna. And keep in mind that we will not explain these brises in great detail, as this will be the sugya that begins at the bottom of Daf Tzadik Heyom Beis and continues on Daf Tzadik Vav Amud Aleph, where there's being machlekes between Abai and Rava as to exactly how to understand these brises. But as we will see from the main point of the brises, we will be able to see a raya against the shita of Rav Hamnuna, as Va'oitanya, as we learned to the brisa, mimashma shenema, by the fact that the pasuk states in balav imay lo yishalim eni yadeish in balav eni moy shalim yishalim. So why would the pasuk have to first state that if the bailim are not together with the shoyl, that the shoyl would be chayav to pay? El mat hamalim a balav eni imay loy melcha. This comes to teach you hoy imay b'shash eila, that as long as at the time that Reuven borrowed this animal, he already hired or Shimon was already working with Reuven, then in tzarich lidus imay b'shash shvur mesa. Then even if the owner of the animal is no longer working with the shoyl at the time that shvur mesa occurs, that the p'tor of bailu imay does apply, and of course it is against the second din of Rav Hamnuna. We also learn hoy imay b'shash shvur mesa, that if the bailim are working together with the shoyl at the time that the animal gets damaged or the animal dies, tzarich lidus imay b'shash she'ila, and the only way that the p'tor of bailim imay would apply is only if the bailim were working together with the shoyl either prior to or simultaneously from the time that the shoyl borrowed this animal. But if he wasn't working together with the bailim at that time, then the p'tor of bailim imay doesn't apply. And clearly we see against the second din Rav Hamnuna taught us that the only time that the p'tor of bailim imay applies is only if the owner is together with the shoyl, not only at the time that he borrowed that animal, but even at the time that shvur mesa occurred. And as Rav Hamnuna stated, and in a moment we'll explain that potentially this is a raya against the first din of Rav Hamnuna as well. And the Gemara continues with a very similar brisa, but coming from the opposite angle, as v'tanya idach, as we learned in another brisa, mimasha shenema balav eni moy shalim yishalim, by the fact that the Torah states first that a balav eni moy shalim yishalim, that a shoyl will have to pay any yadeish in balav imoy lo yishalim, then certainly we'll be able to be medayik that the balav are together with the shoyl, then the shoyl would be pata el mat hamalim in balav imoy. So why does the Torah continue and states in balav imoy lo yishalim loy malacha kivin shiyot b'shus mashal shah achz b'balav makes a pata, that as long as at the time that Reuven borrowed the animal from Shimon, Shimon at that point was either already working for Reuven, or at that point he was hired or he agreed to work for Reuven, and even if Shimon works for Reuven for one moment and after that he's not working for him, and at the time of Shvur Mesa Shimon is no longer working for Reuven, then Reuven will still be pata based on the p'tor of Bailav Imay. And once again, clearly there's a raya against the second din of Rav Hamnuna, as Rav Hamnuna states stated, "Va'achiu b'aylim mishasheilo ad shashvur mesa," and the Gemara ends off tiyufta to Rabbi Minuna tiyufta that this is a tiyufta to Rabbi Minuna. And luchari, it seems pashut that if the din is that the b'aylim don't have to be working together with the shoyl at the time of shvur mesa, then luchari it should also be a raya against the first in the Rabbi Minuna, as it wouldn't make sense that the only time that the Torah b'aylim imay applies is only when the b'aylim are working directly together with the shoyl. If l'mais at the time of shvur mesa they don't have to be working at all, and they don't have to be working on any task for the shoyl. And l'chayr, if we have a raya from these two brises against the second din of Rav Nuna, then l'chayr, these two brises should also be a raya against the first din of Rav Nuna that stated, lo'ilu m'chayy v'achtei par v'chayrish po, chamor m'cham achra. However, ayin Rashi, that's not mashmo like this, but ayin are the Rishonim, and we will stop over here.